Faisal Shahzad is charged with terrorism, explosives, attempted use of weapons of mass destruction, and more. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder says Shahzad has provided useful information and has admitted his involvement in the attempted bombing.
Based on what we know so far, it is clear that this was a terrorist plot aimed at murdering Americans in one of the busiest places in our country.
The 30-year-old Pakistani-American nearly slipped out of the country late Monday night aboard this plane bound for Dubai. Authorities say the plane was on the runway at JFK Airport when FBI officials stopped it and arrested Shahzad.
Clearly, the guy was on the plane and shouldn't have been.
Police tie Shahzad to this vehicle containing bomb materials found parked in Times Square on Saturday. A bomb squad dismantled the device, comprised of propane tanks, fireworks, and a detonator, which failed to go off.
Officials say Shahzad became an American citizen last year, but recently spent 5 months in Pakistan. Prosecutors say Shahzad admitted to taking bomb-making lessons there. Pakistani authorities say at least one other person has been arrested in Karachi.
An online video appearing the day after the attempted bombing claimed the Taliban in Pakistan was responsible, but police say the video was posted from Connecticut. Officials are praising the New York vendor who reported suspicious smoke coming from the SUV Saturday night.
This failed bombing attempt clearly shows the value of the saying, if you see something, say something.
And Times Square tourists and residents are talking.
Yes, I do see it's a resident. It's usually a lot more crowded than it is right now.
As a kid growing up in New York, my mom, may she rest in peace, used to open the door, let us go outside on our bike, our tops, our balls and games, and said, see you at 5 o'clock. Can you imagine doing that with a 7 or 8 year old now?
President Obama had this to say.
But as Americans and as a nation, we will not be terrorized. We will not cower in fear. We will not be intimidated.
Carolyn Presutti, VOA News.